Good morning. It's 10:54 a.m. Yeah, so much for starting earlier. It's Saturday, April the 2nd, 2022. In my defense, I've had a full morning of chores already. Remember yesterday I talked about the amount of time I spend doing chores? Well, today was chores day. I got the groceries done. I had to get to this Saturday. I hate going to the grocery store on Saturday. I was going to go yesterday. Didn't do it. Have to go today. But I wanted to go before it got really busy. Saturday at King Supers is, it's not my favorite time. So, yeah. Official temperature is 42. Outside my back door was 48. It's actually quite pleasant. It's a very spring-like morning here. It's real early spring. There's a lot of, see, what is that? Is that a lilac? It might be a lilac. There's some red growth on the lilac. There's some catkins on this birch tree. Catkins, there's like a little fuzzy bud. My hips are complaining this morning. Not surprising. They'll complain for a few more days before I get them convinced that, hurt or not, you're going to walk. So you may as well just sort of fill up your big hip panties and keep going. It sounded better in my head. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I have a CIFL meeting this afternoon. I can't talk about anything going on there. Other than after this, this is the only meeting we'll have this month for the board. And the next meeting is the first Saturday in May. And then the second Saturday in June is my last one. And then I will have served 4 years on the board of Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, doing business as Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association. So I did write yesterday. I walked yesterday. I wrote yesterday. I had a decent night's sleep last night. Things are beginning to come together. It's slow. I did not write very much yesterday, but I did write. I'm going to try to write twice as much today. Although by the time I get back, it's going to be lunchtime. By the time I get done with lunch, I don't know what's going to happen. We have a washer and dryer coming this afternoon to replace the pair that has been problematic for some time and finally died. So that's coming this afternoon, late in the afternoon, in theory. I even played a little bit yesterday. Played a little bit this morning. I'm going to play some more when I get back, I think. I'll play a little bit this afternoon. I need to write. I follow Jessica McCabe, who is the brains, behind How to ADHD. And every once in a while, one of her, I'm a Patreon supporter, one of the few, I think it may be one of the only ones that I actually contribute to, because she's helped me so much. And some time ago, she came across, put up a video about this guy who has a unique idea about the to-do list. And the difficulty with ADHD and to-do lists is that they don't get to done. And when they don't get done today, that means they get on tomorrow, and then the next day, and then they don't get done then, and the next thing you know, all you're doing is copying a to-do list from day to day to day in your planner, or it just sits there on your desk and you ignore it, which is basically what I do. But that doesn't work. It's a big surprise. Yeah, of course it doesn't work. The problem is, and it goes back to that question of how does it make you feel? At the end of the day, how do I want to feel when the day is over? I want to feel like it was a worthwhile day. I don't want to change the world every day. I can't change the world every day. I've changed the world a few times. In ways most people won't notice. But I do want to feel like I have, well, the old saying is, earned my crust for the day. And by taking everything back to the day, ADHD can focus on today. What is today? What do I want to do today? So how do I feel good about today? Well, I feel good about today when I've walked and talked. Because I could walk on a treadmill. In fact, I may walk on a treadmill some days. But I feel good when I've walked. I feel good when I've talked. I feel good when I've written. The walk and talk was pretty much together. If I'm outside, I'll talk. If I'm not outside, I won't talk. But the walk has to happen. The walk is the thing that's important. And if I've written, those three things, I mean, it's well, and a good night's sleep. Those things seem like they shouldn't be. Walk and write, those two things. Doesn't seem like they should be that big a deal. But the reality is they become almost impossible when I start focusing on playing the game. Because playing the game is the third one. I need to play a little bit. I need to step back from the world and pay attention to my whatever game I'm playing that day. I'm about ready to launch my first spaceship. My first rocket. Well, I'm starting the process toward launching my first rocket. Morning. black labs, one lady. If they decide to go, she's going with them whether she wants to or not. So I started my first nuclear reactor. That was fun. But I need to build some satellites. I need to build some rocket control circuits. I need to build a launch tube. And I need to do more than one. So I need to have the infrastructure to be able to support it. These people are going to be a problem.
That's a squirrel, though.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Squirrel hunting.
Come up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. One post. Okay. So, yeah, three things. Walk right game. It works best if I write and then walk and then game. But with the warm air, warm season coming, the warm days right around the corner, walk is going to have to take some kind of early morning precedence before too much longer. At 6 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark. That's not going to last for very much longer. It's not going to be able to go out at 6. The difficulty, of course, is that I have to get something to eat first. So, eating, walking. So, anyway, this sort of unique idea is, it's not really that special. It's not really that clever. It's not really all that. But what it is 3x5 cards in a stack. And you set the stack up the night before. And you go through all the things you want to do for the day. And then when you get up in the morning, you pick up the stack and you go through the things. If you put them in the order you want to do them, just do them in the order that they show up in the cards. So, I want to write, walk, game. If I take care of writing and walking in the morning, then the afternoon is free. Evenings are not free. 4 nights a week, I have a commitment. For at least an hour between 8 and 9. Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lilacs are budding. Guys working in the garden. I hear robins chirping. One more. I should be hearing from the sprinkler company soon. They're gonna want to turn the stuff back on. That's not a lawnmower. It's a car that needs a muffler, I think. So yeah, 3x5 cards. So you write on them the thing, and you put a face up in the at night, and then when you sit down, you pick the card off the top, do that thing, and then the next card to do that thing. And then if you get distracted when you sit down again, when you look again, there's a card sitting there that tells you what you're supposed to be doing instead. Now I need to add things. One of the things is I have to deal with dinner, at least dinner, every day. And I need to eat something at least 3 times a day, myself. And when I don't do them in order, like one of the things that kept me from walking, that's such a stupid reason, but one of the things that kept me from walking is that I wasn't eating breakfast. And I think, oh, I should go for my walk. But I say, oh, I have to eat something first. Well, let me just do this. This really not important thing at all. And the next thing I know, it's lunchtime. So I'll eat lunch. And of course, it's lunchtime. So, you know, in spite of the fact that it's always morning somewhere, I don't go for the walk in the afternoon. So the 3x5 card seems like a really interesting idea. I'm going to try it and see. I mean, I can't be doing any worse. Well, yeah, I could be. I could be like last week me. That was definitely worse. But it's Camp Nano. I didn't get my 1,667 words yesterday, so I really need to get 2,000 words today to make up for it. Or at least 1667, so I don't fall behind anymore. But we're doing an event with the Writer's Mastermind group in ConvertKit, and the community in ConvertKit, and we're doing April showers. Where we're going to do 5 days a week, commit to 500 words a day, Monday through Friday. Which is 2,500 words a week for 4 weeks. It's 10,000 words, which is really what I need to do in a day. I need to have 4 or 5 10,000 word days in a row and get cat off my desk. I don't think that's going to happen. Just because, I remember yesterday there was stuff happening that I can't talk about yet. I may not talk about it at all. We'll see how it works out. Because that's... That's pretty distracting. There's a certain amount of pain. And while it's a low-level pain, it is a distraction. And my ADHD... wants me to avoid distractions, like pain, by focusing on something else, which is not necessarily the cat. Well, maybe it could be. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how this all works out. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to break things up. I'm trying to change things up a little bit to get some of the writing mojo back. It's been lacking. And I've got 4 books that I need to get done this year. I need to get them done this year. I didn't publish anything last year, other than Salt with my daughter. But I didn't publish anything last year. And I really need to publish some stuff this year. Oh, all you fans have been very patient while I flail around in mid-pandemic and dealing with all of the other stuff that's happening. I did write a lot last year, so I gotta get it published this year. I can't publish Ishmael until I get done with the cat. That's the rule. I made it, it's an arbitrary rule, but that's the rule. Anyway, 3x5 cards. I'll let you know how it works out. For now, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.